Have you ever found yourself lying awake at 2 a.m., tortured by vivid mental images of your partner with someone from their past? That nagging unease, those repetitive thoughts that seem to grow stronger the more you try to push them away? Welcome to retroactive jealousy. This psychological phenomenon has ruined countless relationships and stolen countless hours of peace from otherwise happy couples. Jeff Billings found himself in this exact nightmare when his girlfriend's former sex buddy texted her late one night, triggering an obsessive spiral that threatened their relationship. What makes this book particularly compelling is that it emerged from Billings' personal journey through this emotional hell and his eventual triumph over it. Unlike many relationship guides written by distant academics, this work comes from someone who lived through the experience and developed practical solutions that actually work. The book has become something of an underground sensation among relationship therapists, with several celebrity couples reportedly using its techniques to overcome similar challenges in their high-profile relationships. Our tendency to obsess over our partner's romantic and sexual history isn't just a personal failing. It's hardwired into our evolutionary psychology. Men and women experience retroactive jealousy differently, reflecting ancient reproductive strategies that once served crucial survival purposes. Men typically fixate more on sexual infidelity, with casual lovers from a partner's past often feeling more threatening than serious ex-partners. This stems from the evolutionary fear of investing resources in raising another man's offspring, a legitimate concern in prehistoric times that now manifests as irrational jealousy in the modern world. Women, by contrast, tend to worry more about emotional infidelity. Throughout evolutionary history, women needed reliable partners to help raise children, making a man's emotional commitment crucial for survival. This explains why women's retroactive jealousy often centers on who their partner loved emotionally rather than physically. They fear he might still harbor feelings for an ex and eventually leave. Understanding these patterns helps us recognize that our jealous thoughts aren't personal failings, but products of ancient survival mechanisms that have outlived their usefulness. The ego, our mind's perception of self, plays a central role in this dynamic. When we over-identify with our ego, it creates a rigid, black-and-white worldview that attempts to protect us but actually causes tremendous suffering. This evolutionary perspective doesn't excuse jealous behavior, but it does explain why simply telling someone to get over it rarely works. These thought patterns run deep in our psychological wiring, requiring more sophisticated approaches to overcome them than mere willpower or rationalization. Recognizing the primitive nature of these impulses is the first step toward gaining control over them and preventing them from poisoning otherwise healthy relationships. Retroactive jealousy begins innocently enough. You learn something about your partner's past that doesn't align with your expectations. Perhaps they had more lovers than you anticipated, engaged in casual encounters that surprise you, or had a particularly significant ex. This mismatch between expectation and reality triggers an emotional response that can quickly spiral out of control. The equation is simple but powerful. Expectation minus reality equals emotional response. When your expectations about your partner's past don't match what you discover, negative emotions arise. Ironically, the stronger your emotional attachment to your partner, the more susceptible you become to retroactive jealousy. Your deep investment in the relationship makes perceived threats feel more significant. These negative emotions fuel repetitive, intrusive thoughts about their past relationships and sexual encounters, thoughts that likely bear little resemblance to reality. Your mind creates worst-case scenarios, playing mini-movies of their former love life that you can't stop watching. You imagine their encounters in vivid detail, often casting their exes as more attractive, more skilled, or more meaningful than they actually were. What makes this pattern so insidious is how closely it resembles OCD, obsessive compulsive disorder. Your thoughts begin to control you rather than the reverse. The more you try to stop thinking about these scenarios, the more powerful they become. Each attempt to suppress the thoughts paradoxically strengthens them, creating a vicious cycle that can feel impossible to break. Have you ever noticed how telling yourself not to think about something makes you think about it more? Try not thinking about a pink elephant for the next minute. You'll find it nearly impossible. The same mechanism makes retroactive jealousy so persistent. Your desperate attempts to stop the thoughts actually reinforce the neural pathways that keep them alive. To begin addressing this pattern, write down exactly what bothers you about your partner's past. Is it the number of partners, specific sexual acts, the emotional significance of certain relationships? This exercise helps you identify your specific emotional triggers, making them more concrete and therefore more manageable. At the core of retroactive jealousy lie two powerful emotions, fear and judgment. Understanding these emotional drivers is crucial to overcoming them. The primary emotion fueling retroactive jealousy is fear, specifically fear of losing your partner. Those intrusive thoughts about their past aren't really about the past at all. They're manifestations of your worst fears about the future. You're not truly upset about what happened years ago. You're terrified about what might happen tomorrow. Your partner's exes aren't actual threats. They're symbols representing what you fear might happen again. You worry that if your partner still fondly remembers past lovers or experiences, they're not completely yours, suggesting you might not fully satisfy them. This fear triggers your brain's amygdala, the primitive fear center, releasing stress chemicals like adrenaline and cortisol that damage both your mental and physical health. What makes this dynamic so confusing is that consciously you may trust your partner completely. You might intellectually know they're committed to you. But subconsciously, your ego fears potential dissatisfaction and infidelity. This disconnect between your rational understanding and emotional response creates internal conflict that's difficult to resolve. The second key emotion driving retroactive jealousy is judgment. You find yourself looking down on your partner's past choices and activities. For men, this often means viewing a partner's past sex life as slutty or inappropriate. Women might question their partner's choice of previous partners or the wisdom of their past relationships. This judgment can poison your daily interactions. You might look at your innocent partner doing something mundane like grocery shopping and suddenly feel bitter anger about their past. The moral high ground you take by deeming their past not right forms a large part of your suffering. When you stop being judgmental about your partner's sexual history or relationship choices, retroactive jealousy begins to lift. To address this, write down all the ways you're being judgmental about your partner's past, whether you disapprove of who they dated or think they acted inappropriately when single. This exercise helps clarify exactly what feelings you need to work on. Retroactive jealousy reveals more about you than about your partner. While many people learn similar details about their partner's past without suffering, those with retroactive jealousy tend to compare themselves unfavorably to ex-lovers. This comparison fuels the fear that there must be better lovers out there who might steal your partner away. Think about it. Would George Clooney care about his wife's past relationships? Probably not. When you possess genuine self-confidence, retroactive jealousy becomes virtually impossible. Your security in yourself eliminates the need to compare or worry about past partners. The solution lies in building authentic self-confidence through both thoughts and actions. Create a personal statement highlighting your wonderful qualities and the reasons your partner loves you. Meditate on these affirmations daily, especially when waking and before sleeping. This isn't empty self-help rhetoric. It's about rewiring your brain's default patterns through consistent practice. Additionally, identify specific insecurities and tackle them head-on through concrete actions. If you feel insecure about your physical appearance, develop a realistic fitness routine. If you worry about your conversational skills, join a public speaking group. Taking action creates a positive feedback loop that builds genuine confidence over time. Your physical health profoundly impacts your mental well-being and self-confidence. Consider improving your diet by moderating problematic foods rather than following extreme diets. Perhaps give up certain items for a month to break habits or limit indulgences to weekends. These small changes can significantly impact both your physical health and your jealous thoughts. Remember that your partner chose you, not their exes, for good reasons. They're with you now because of qualities they value and appreciate. When you truly internalize this reality and develop authentic self-confidence, retroactive jealousy loses its power over you. The key is to shift focus from your partner's past to your present worth and the genuine connection you share. Trust issues form the foundation of retroactive jealousy, though they often hide beneath the surface. When you judge your partner for their past, you're essentially believing that their history still defines who they are today, that they haven't grown, changed, or evolved since those experiences. To determine if trust issues are affecting your relationship, imagine your partner on vacation surrounded by attractive people. If this makes you uncomfortable, you likely have trust issues that need addressing. Retroactive jealousy most commonly affects newer relationships, under 2 years, when trust is still developing and insecurities run highest. The key to overcoming trust issues is to stop focusing on negative aspects of your partner's past and instead concentrate on positive present realities. Your mind confuses past with present, believing they did it then, they can do it again. This creates a false narrative that your partner's past behavior predicts future infidelity. Instead, trust your gut and believe your partner when they express love and commitment. The person they are today, the one who chose you, is far more relevant than who they were years ago. People change profoundly over time, and your partner's past choices were made by a different version of themselves. Understanding that free will is largely an illusion helps overcome retroactive jealousy. Our choices stem from brain activities we're unaware of, a complex interplay of genetics, upbringing, past experiences, and current circumstances. This means your partner couldn't have made different choices given their brain, genes, upbringing, and experiences at that time. They were simply being who they were then, just as they're being who they are now with you. To build trust, deliberately observe your partner in social situations where they might interact with attractive people. Rather than acting on jealous emotions, simply observe them, which will diminish their intensity over time. Notice how your partner behaves, likely with loyalty and commitment to you, rather than projecting fears onto innocent interactions. Have you ever considered that everything in your partner's past, including all their relationships and sexual encounters, created the exact circumstances for you two to meet? While there's no grand design or fate involved, there is a specific chain of events that brought your partner to you at precisely the right moment. The very people in your partner's past who trigger your jealousy actually played crucial roles in bringing your partner to you. Had they not dated those specific people at those specific times, the entire timeline would be different, potentially preventing your paths from crossing. Those promiscuous phases that bother you likely helped your partner get experiences out of their system and become ready for a relationship with you. Rather than viewing their past as a horrible period that threatens you, recognize that everything happened perfectly to create your present relationship. Every heartbreak they experienced, every lesson they learned, every mistake they made, all of it shaped them into the person who recognized your value and chose to be with you. Try mentally befriending your partner's exes instead of hating them. By consciously reframing these people as regular individuals worthy of respect rather than enemies, you can transform bitter feelings into neutral or even positive ones. Imagine them as normal people you might actually like under different circumstances. People who, whether they know it or not, help deliver your partner to you. To reinforce this perspective, create a domino map. Write down the chain of events showing how your partner's past relationships directly led them to you. This exercise helps you realize that without those exact experiences, you two might never have met or been ready for each other. When you truly understand that your partner's past was the perfect preparation for your relationship, gratitude replaces jealousy. Instead of resenting their history, you can appreciate how it created the person you love today, someone who values you and chooses to build a life with you rather than anyone from their past. For those troubled by their partner's sexual history rather than romantic past, it's essential to recognize that judgment about sex is driving your jealousy. The key to overcome this is understanding several fundamental truths about human sexuality that society often distorts. Sex is the most natural thing in the world, yet we're conditioned by societal norms that label certain sexual behaviors, especially women's, as inappropriate. This creates an artificial division between good sex within relationships and bad sex, casual encounters. In reality, your partner's past sexual experiences were valid, natural choices given their circumstances at the time. Scientifically, sex is a basic human need that provides numerous health benefits. Napoleon Hill described sexual desire as the most powerful of human desires, driving people to develop keenness of imagination, courage, willpower, persistence, and creative ability. Rather than viewing your partner's past sexual experiences as deeply intimate emotional connections, recognize them as expressions of a fundamental human drive. Try viewing past sexual encounters mechanically rather than emotionally, as necessary biological functions rather than meaningful events that changed your partner's life. What you have with your partner now, commitment, intimacy, love, friendship, likely far exceeds the fleeting moments of physical pleasure they experienced with others. To combat hypocrisy, honestly consider what you would have done if presented with the same sexual opportunities as your partner. Would you have turned down attractive partners who expressed interest in you? Most people realize they would likely have made similar choices given similar circumstances, helping to identify and overcome the double standards that often fuel retroactive jealousy. Remember that your partner's past sexual experiences helped shape their current sexual identity and skills, aspects of them that you now benefit from. Rather than resenting their history, appreciate how it contributed to making them the lover they are today. Their past experiences weren't about betraying you. You weren't even in the picture yet. They were about exploring their own sexuality and needs, a journey that ultimately led them to recognize their compatibility with you. Overcoming retroactive jealousy requires not just new perspectives, but also stopping harmful behaviors that perpetuate the problem. 4 specific actions must cease immediately if you want to break free from this cycle. First, stop researching retroactive jealousy online. While initial education about the condition is helpful, endless forum browsing and article reading only keeps the issue at the forefront of your mind. Each search reinforces neural pathways associated with jealousy, making recovery more difficult. Second, stop snooping through your partner's personal accounts, photos, messages, or social media. This invasion of privacy destroys trust while feeding your obsession with information that will inevitably be misinterpreted through your jealous lens. Remember, you'll never find evidence that makes you feel better, only worse. Third, stop interrogating your partner about their past. These questions aren't about gaining closure, they're about feeding your obsession with details that will only torment you further. Each question signals insecurity to your partner while bringing ex-lovers from the back of their mind to the front, making the problem worse for both of you. Finally, stop dwelling on jealous thoughts when they arise. Instead, practice awareness by recognizing these thoughts as they emerge, then deliberately replacing them with positive images of you and your partner together. This creates space between you and your thoughts, allowing you to ground yourself in the present moment, rather than being dragged into imaginary scenarios about the past. Have you noticed how these behaviors form a self-reinforcing cycle? Researching online leads to questions for your partner, which creates new anxieties that prompt more research and snooping. Breaking this cycle requires commitment and self-discipline, but the relief is immediate once you stop these harmful patterns. When jealous thoughts arise, as they inevitably will during recovery, don't fight them directly. Instead, acknowledge their presence without judgment, then gently redirect your attention to something positive about your current relationship. This mindfulness practice weakens the neural connections supporting jealousy while strengthening those associated with appreciation and contentment. Regular meditation, particularly mindfulness practice, offers a powerful antidote to retroactive jealousy by reducing stress generated by the brain's amygdala while improving cognitive functioning. Since retroactive jealousy keeps you trapped in the past, meditation trains your mind to observe what's happening in the present moment, the only time that actually exists. The recommended mindfulness practice involves finding a quiet place, taking deep breaths to relax, and becoming aware of your surroundings without judgment. This simple exercise helps distinguish between your ego, responsible for jealous thoughts, and your true self, the observer of experience. Like watching cars, thoughts from above rather than standing in traffic, meditation creates distance from destructive thought patterns. The vagus nerve, running from brain to abdomen, is stimulated through deep breathing exercises, calming the amygdala and putting out the fire of retroactive jealousy. This physiological response reduces anxiety and creates space for more rational thinking about your partner's past. Understanding that both past and future are illusions helps us recognize that our partner's past exists only as fading memories in their mind, not as threats in the present moment. Your partner can only access their history through their present self, which loves you and has chosen you over anyone from their past. To understand how little your partner's past matters to them now, try a simple memory test. Write down the name of someone you had casual sex with or were emotionally connected to years ago. Then answer questions about your feelings toward them now, how often you think about them, and their relevance to your current life. Most people realize these past experiences mean virtually nothing to them now, just as your partner's past means nothing to them. Our memories are imperfect and fade considerably over time. Scientists agree that memory is a messy process, leaving us with only vague, hazy recollections that grow hazier by the day. Your jealousy should subside when you realize you're fixating on events your partner can barely remember themselves, moments that hold no emotional significance for them compared to their relationship with you. Our memories are imperfect and fade considerably over time. Scientists agree that memory is a messy process, leaving us with only vague, hazy recollections that grow hazier by the day. Your jealousy should subside when you realize you're fixating on events your partner can barely remember themselves, moments that hold no emotional significance for them compared to their relationship with you. The final path to freedom from retroactive jealousy involves a fundamental choice. Will you continue to dwell in negativity, or will you consciously choose happiness? This isn't about denying your feelings, but about taking responsibility for your focus and emotional state. Make a conscious commitment to forego negative emotions in favor of happiness. Each morning, practice an exercise where you acknowledge how fortunate you are. Appreciate finding your partner, being in a loving relationship, and recognize that your mind is creating problems where none actually exist. Each night, write down three things that brought you joy during the day, whether big or small, partner-related or not. These practices help recalibrate your mind to appreciate what you have rather than obsessing over perceived negatives. Two powerful medicines against retroactive jealousy are laughter and music. Studies show genuine laughter increases immune-boosting cells and antibodies while decreasing stress hormones and blood pressure. It functions as an aerobic workout that increases oxygen in the body. Norman Cousins famously used laughter therapy when given months to live with ankylosing spondylitis in 1964. After watching Marx Brothers films daily, his condition improved dramatically, and he lived 26 years beyond his prognosis. Similarly, music offers healing benefits by producing positive physical changes that boost immunity and reduce stress markers. Music stimulates the brain's pleasure center similarly to laughter and favorite foods. For maximum benefit against retroactive jealousy, create a playlist of upbeat songs with positive messages and listen to at least 3 tracks daily at maximum volume. Dancing is strongly encouraged. Perhaps most importantly, maintain perspective about your situation. Despite feeling tormented by your partner's past, your life situation is remarkably privileged compared to most humans throughout history. The odds of you being born at all were approximately 1 in 400 trillion, an unfathomable sequence of events from the universe's creation to your parents' meeting. Is it really worth wasting your precious time on Earth obsessing over your partner's past when you've already won life's greatest lottery by existing and finding someone to love? For a 30-year-old with a life expectancy of 85, that's only 20,021 days, or 480,004 hours remaining, each one irreplaceable. Rather than waiting for a crisis to value time, start now by being mindful of the present, stopping activities that waste precious time, and practicing a simple daily affirmation: I'm enjoying myself. This perspective shift can transform even unpleasant moments, including obsessive thoughts about a partner's past, into opportunities for growth and appreciation.